六次都打在你们的节目单上面。
And all of these six times are printed on your program.
在你们中间的这一部分，请你看一下。
In the part in the middle, please take a look at it.
前三次是记载耶稣受犹太人或宗教上的审问。
The first three bullets are recorded Jesus questioned by Jewish officials.
那么 后三次是记载耶稣给罗马人或受到民事上的审问。
The last three times are about Jesus being questioned by the Roman or the civil.
那么他们的圣经节我也写在上面。
I also have printed the Bible verses that are concerning those.
你可以注意到约翰福音并没有把六次全部写下来。
You can notice that John, in the book of John, there was not recorded all of these six times.
他总共只写了四次。
He only wrote four times.
第二次呢，他写得非常的简短。
In the second time, there was only a brief description.
第一次耶稣被审问是被亚拿审问。
The first time Jesus was questioned was by Annas.
第二次呢？
The second time.
是在二十四节那里。约翰福音十八章二十四节。
It's from John 18:24.
圣经说，亚拿就把耶稣解到大祭司该亚法那里，人是捆着解去的。
Then Anna sent him still bound to Caiaphas the high priest.
约翰讲的很简单。
Jesus said simply.
但其他三本福音书却写得很详细。
But the other three gospel books described a lot more.
第二次有公会的人物在审问耶稣。
The second time, there were the members from Sanhedrin questioning Jesus.
公会是犹太人可以说是最高的法院。
Sanhedrin is like the highest court for the Jews.
他们对犹太人的信仰跟一些生活上有很大的权力可以决定。
They have high authority over the lives of the Jews.
公会有七十个会员。
The Sanhedrin has 70 members.
他们开会的时候一定在圣殿里面开会。
When they have meetings together, it's in the Holy Temple.
那个地方还有个特别的名字叫做会议室。
There is a special name to it. It's called the Council Chamber.
他们就在会议室开会的时候才能够有权做决定。
And it's when they're meeting the Council Chamber, they're able to make decisions.
他们如果在人的家里开会，他们没有权利做任何的决定。
If they're meeting in someone's house, they have no authority to make any decision.
第二次审问耶稣是在该亚法的家里。
The second time questioning Jesus was in the house of Caiaphas.
这有两点不合法。
There are two things unlawful to it.
第一个不合法。
First.
不是在会议室。
It's not in the council chamber.
是在一个人的家里。
It's in someone's house.
第二个不合法
Second thing,
是在晚上
it's at night.
因为犹太人的一个经典在你们节目单上面叫做米士拿
because in the Talmud
in the Mishnah
Mishnah
okay. 对不起 Talmud
okay, in the Talmud it's,
它规定只有白天才能够开会
it says that only in the daytime can you have meetings
所以你可以说从约翰福音十八章二十三节二十四节他们是早晚上送到该亚法那里的。
So from John 18:23-24 you can tell that it was at night that they sent Jesus to Caiaphas.
这是不应该的。
This is unlawful.
平常他们开会的时候他们坐的位置很特别。
It's also special how they sit.
这七十个人是坐在一个半圆形的位置。
The 70 members sit in a semicircle.
半圆形位置有什么特点
？How is it special?
每个人可以看到另外一个人。
Everyone can see it.
所以每个人讲话，别人听得到。
So when you speak, other people can hear you.
Okay. 但是他们对一个被告的人
，But to a person who's accused.
他们平常需要有两个证人才可以。
They have to have two.People testifying against.
并且这两个证人需要被个别的查问。
Because they have to be questioned separately.
看看他们两个讲的是不是一样。
To see if they say, testify the same thing.
当公会需要做决定的时候。
And when the Sanhedrin has to make a decision.
七十个人每个人都要发言。
Everyone among the 70 members has to speak.
他们的规矩是先让那个年纪轻的先讲话。
And the rule is that the younger ones speak first.
免得老人家讲话以后他们不敢表示不同意了。
Lest that when the old elders speak, they would not dare to have their opinions voiced.
所以他们不要年老的先讲。
So they don't let the elders speak first.
让年轻的先表示意见。
The younger ones would have their opinions set first.
如果他们要判一个犯人死刑。
If they give death penalty to anyone.
他们还不能在这个犯人受审的同一天这样做。
They cannot do so on the same day that the criminal is accused.
他们需要隔一天。
They have to wait one day.
他们需要先回到家里。
They have to go back to their house.
那天晚上好好的思想这个案子。
And really think over the case overnight.
这个人是不是真的应该受死刑。
And see if the person really deserves death penalty.
第二天回来再决定。
And they'll decide the second day when they come back.
那么耶稣受审的第三个审问就是他们第二天回来了。
And the third accusation is that they came back the second.
我们看一下路加福音22章66节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22 verse 66.
22章66节。
22:66.
他们前一天晚上在该亚法家里。
The previous day they were at Caiaphas' house.
二十二章六十六节
22:66
天一亮民间的众长老连祭司长戴文士都聚会把耶稣带到他们公会里面
At daybreak the council of the elders of the people both the chief priests and the teachers of the law met together and Jesus was led before them
他们知道公会应该是白天开会的
They knew that they have to have the Sanhedrin meeting in the daytime.
所以你在第二次跟第三次的审问当中
So in the second, third time of the questioning,
你发现他们做了很多不合法的事情
You see that they did many unlawful things.
他们除了他们坐的位置没有改变
The seating did not change.
其他他们都改变了
But they changed everything else.
他们没有证人
They did not have Witnesses,
没有看看这个证据是不是正确
They did not look at if the proofs are correct,
也没有想一想说这个人是不是真的应该被处死
and did not think over whether the person deserves death penalty.
并且第三次的审问
and the third time questioning,
圣经学者告诉我们
the biblical scholars tell us,
是六次当中最短的一次
it's the shortest.Has the shortest time period among all.
可能就20分钟
Probably just 20 minutes.
或者最多30分钟
Or 30 minutes at the most.
为什么这么短
Why is it so short?
并且是个死刑呢
And it's a death penalty.
因为他们事先已经决定要处死耶稣
Because they have made their decision before.
那么现在我们开始第四次的审问
So now we have the fourth time question.
耶稣在比拉多前面的审问
Jesus before Pilate.
为什么 要把耶稣送到比拉多来
Why do they have to send Jesus to Pilate?
因为犹太人那时候是在罗马的统治之下
Because Jews at the time were under the authority of the Roman government
他们公会没有处死一个人的权利
The Sanhedrin doesn't have the authority to give death penalty to him
这个权利仍然掌握在罗马总督比拉多的手中
The authority, the power is still in the hands of Caiaphas, the Roman governor.
所以他们需要把他送到比拉多。
So they have to send him to Pilate.
那么这件事情给犹太人来了一个难题啊。
So this becomes a hard problem for the Jews.
怎么说
Why is it so?
犹太人是控告耶稣。
The Jews were accusing Jesus.
但是控告耶稣说他是亵渎神。
But their accusation is Jesus' blasphemy.
他亵渎耶和华。
He blasphemed Yahweh.
只是亵渎耶和华在罗马法庭上是没有什么要紧的。
And blasphemy against God is nothing in the Roman court.
因为罗马人拜很多神呢。
Because Romans worship many gods.
他们拜他们的这个皇帝该撒。
They worship their own king.
Caesar.
Caesar.
他们拜很多很多的假神。
As well as many other false gods.
所以犹太人需要把控告耶稣的罪状改过来。
So they have to change the accusation against Jesus.
需要从亵渎耶和华。
From blasphemy against Yahweh.
转变成说叛国罪。
To treason.
他要反叛罗马政府。
That he committed treason against the Roman.
这是犹太人希望能得到死刑唯一的可能性。
This is the only possibility where the Jews can obtain death penalty for Jesus.
但既然从犹太人的法庭搬到罗马法庭。
So if you change from the Jewish court to the Roman court.
罗马人的法律规则。
The Roman law.
Code of law. 跟犹太人的法律也不一样。
It's quite different from that of the Jews.
罗马的法律规则。
The Roman code of law.
说一个犯人要经过四道手续。
Says that a criminal has to go through four steps of.
第一道手续。
The first step.
究竟我控告你什么？
What do I accuse you of?
第二道。
The second.
我要审问你是不是真的这样。
I have to ask you if this is truly so.
第三道。
Third.
犯人可以为自己辩护。
The accused can defend for themselves.
第四道。
Fourth.
给他一个最后的判决。
They will give him a final.
约翰就把这四道这样记载下来。
And John recorded the four steps.
我们看第一道。
Let's look at the first.
控告。
Accusation.
这是二十八节到三十二节。
It's from verse 28 to 32.
二十八节说，众人将耶稣从该亚法那里往衙门解去。衙门就是比拉多的官府。
The palace is Pilate's office.
那时天还早。
At the time it was early.
多早
？How early？
很可能是早上六点钟。
Probably six o'clock in the morning.
或早上六点半。
Or 6:30.
因为记得吧，第三次审问说他们天一早就把它做完了。
Because remember the third time when the day was early in the day they were done.
我们看到这种时间我们会吓一跳哈。
When we look at the time we can be astonished.
我们今天上班都是八点到四点的政府机关呢。
We go to work at about 8 or 9 o'clock.
但是当时罗马人的政府机关呢
？But at the time the Roman government.
很可能五点钟就开始办事情了。
Probably started working at 5 o'clock.
到中午就结束了。
Until noon they ended.
所以这个六点钟六点半不是个对他们不是个很早的时间。
So 6 or 6:30 is not extremely early for them.
然后他说他们不进衙门恐怕染了污秽不能吃逾越节的筵席。
They did not enter the palace to avoid ceremonial uncleanness.
因为逾越节快来了。
Because the Passover is coming.
这是很重要的日子。
This is a very important day.
他们一个很大餐宴席要参加。
They have to attend a big feast.
但是要参加宴席他们需要先经过一个仪式上的洁净礼。
But in order to attend the Passover, they have to attend a ceremonial service to clean themselves.
可惜犹太人的经典叫的米士拿在你们节目单上面。
But sadly, their Jewish standard is Mishnah.
他说外邦人住的地方是不干净的。
Which says that where the Gentile live is unclean.
如果你进去以后你也不干净了。
If you enter into the Gentile place, you'll become unclean.
那你就不能吃这个宴席了。
So then you cannot eat the Passover.
所以这些犹太人很紧张。
So the Jews are nervous.
不敢进比拉多的衙门里面。
They're afraid to go into the Pilate's palace.
因为看到这些人身上很奇怪哈。
Because these people are strange and
那怎么奇怪法？
How are they strange?
他们有一种扭曲的热心。
They have a twisted devotion.
一方面，他们很希望借着外面这些仪式来保持一种外面的干净。
One thing is that they want to use the ceremonies on the outside to keep their outward purity.
他们以为这样可以讨神的喜欢。
They think that this way they can win the favor of God.
但同时嘛，他们又不合法的要谋杀神的儿子。
At the same time, they are unlawful in trying to murder God's son.
一方面，他们这么注重表面上的东西。
One thing they're paying so much attention on the surface things on the surface.
但是对他们道德上的这种污秽，他们却完全的不理。
but they totally ignore their moral filthiness.
你让我们看到约翰喜欢把这种的讽刺哈再三的描写出来。
So we can see that John really likes to describe such irony.
这个有一个圣经学者叫 D.A. 卡森博士。
There is a biblical scholar called Dr. D.A. Carson.
他这么说。
He said.
他说犹太人费尽苦心呢。
The Jews tried all they can.
采取了一些预防的措施。
To try to use methods of prevention.
免得沾染上以离散的不干净。
So that they would not be stained with ceremonial filthiness.
为的能够吃逾越节的筵席。
So they can eat the Passover feast.
但是同时呢。
But at the same time.
他们又瞒着操纵司法的体制。
They in the dark they used the they were unlawful.
要把那个真正的逾越节的羔羊要把它处死。
In order to kill the true lamb of the Passover.
这真是一个扭曲的热忱。
This truly is a twisted devotion.
我们看圣经回到第二十九节。
Let's go back to verse 29.
比拉多就出来到他们那里说。
So Pilate came out to them and asked.
比拉德好可怜啊。
Pilate is so pitiable.
需要两边跑啊。
He has to go back and forth.
先在院子外面跟犹太人谈话。
First he was at the outside the courtyard talking.
然后等一下进去审问耶稣啊。
And to come into the courtyard.
然后又要跑出来啊。
Accuse Jesus and come
back. 哎，忙得很。
Very busy.
他问耶稣说。
He asked Jesus.
他问这些人说：“你们告这个人是为什么事呢？”
He asked those people, "What charges are you bringing against this man?"
你们究竟控告他什么？
What are you accusing him of?
三十节。
Verse 30.
他们回答说：“这人若不是作恶的，我们就不把他交给你。”
If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you.
犹太人有点答非所问。
The Jews did not answer what was asked of them.
他们的回答侮辱了比拉多。
Their answer insulted Pilate.
比拉多一定觉得说他们对他不尊敬。
Pilate must have thought they were disrespectful to him.
Okay. 所以这个比拉多马上怎么回他一句？
So what did Pilate shout back?
三十一节。
In verse 31.
你们将自己带他你比方说你们自己带他去控去按着你们的律法审问他吧。
Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law.
比拉多知道他们是要他处死耶稣啊。
Pilate knows that they want to persecute Jesus.
但既然你们讲话不客气，我也讲话不客气。
If you're not polite in your speech, I will not be either.
犹太人没有办法了。
So the Jews ran out of methods.
三十一节后半边。
In verse 31.
犹太人说：“我们没有杀人的权柄。”
We have no right to execute anyone.
他们只好自己承认我们没有这个力量。
They admit that they do not have the power to do so.
这里让我们看到比拉多。
Here we can see that Pilate.
他是一个容易被人家影响的人。
Is easily influenced.
虽然后来他受了犹太人的影响。
Although later he's influenced by other Jews.
他屈服在犹太人的压力之下。
And he gave in under the Jews.
但在刚开始的时候。
But at the beginning.
他还侍奉人站立的脚步。
He still tries to stand firm.
三十二节。
In verse 32.
这要应验耶稣所说自己将要怎样死的话了。
This happens so that the words of Jesus has spoken indicating the kind of death he was going to die would be fulfilled.
耶稣对他的死预言两件事情。
Jesus had prophesied two things about his death.
第一件事情。
First.
不只是有犹太人。
It's not just the Jews.
还有外邦人要参与这件事。
But also the Gentiles will participate in this.
我们看一下马可福音第十章。
Let's look at Mark chapter
10. 三十三到三十四节。
Verse 33 to 34.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
三十三到三十四。
33 to 34.
我来念就好。
I will read.
看了、啊、我们上耶路撒冷去， 人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。这个外邦人是谁？
Who are the Gentiles?
是罗马人比拉多。
There are the Romans, including Pilate.
这是耶稣第一个预言。
This is Jesus' first prophecy.
关于他死，他有预言。
Jesus prophesied about his death.
就是说他要死在十字架上。
That he would die on the cross.
我们看一下约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
三十二到三十三节。
Verse 32 to 33.
三十二到三十三节。
32-33。
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话，原是指着自己将要怎样死的。被地上举起来，就是被钉在十字架上。
To be lifted up from the earth is to be nailed on the cross.
这是个很奇怪的预言。
This is a strange prophecy.
因为十字架不是犹太人处死人的方法。
Because the cross is not how the Jews execute people.
是罗马人常常用来处死人的方法。
It's a method used by the Romans.
犹太人怎么处死人？
How do the Jews execute people?
他将人推倒，用石头打死。
They push people down and stone them to death.
你记得这件事情发生在史提凡的身上吗？
Do you remember this thing happening to Stephen?
那我们看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
五十七节开始。
Starting with verse 57.
或者是五十八节开始。
Or 58.
使徒行传第七章五十八节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 58.
把他推到城外。用石头打他，做见证的人把衣衫换在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，他们正用石头打的时候，史提凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。犹太人的死刑是用石头打死打人的。
So the Jews' method of executing people is to stone them to death.
如果犹太人用同样的方法打死耶稣啊，
If Jesus was stoned by the Jews,
罗马人后来才虽然发现，
although the Romans realized later,
可能也会不了了之。
They things will probably go no further.
就像他们对待这个史提凡的事件一样。
Just like how they treated the Stephen.
但很奇怪。
But strangely,
他们不用自己的方法，
they did not use their own method,
反而要求罗马人把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
But ask the Romans to nail Jesus on the cross.
让我们看到这整个过程当中，
so that we can see through the entire process,
谁掌权？
Who is in power?
神掌权。
God.
神用所有的事情的发生来印证他自己的话语。
God uses all the matters to prove his own word.
我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
审问。
Interrogation.
这是三十三节到三十五节。
This is from verse 33-35.
三十三节。
33.
比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
那么路加福音里面路加有记载为什么耶稣这样问他。
So in Luke recorded why Jesus was asked.
请我们打开路加福音。
Let's open to Luke.
二十三章第二节。
Chapter 23 verse 2.
二十三章第二节。
Chapter 23 verse 2.
就告他说，我们见这人诱惑国民，禁止纳税给该撒，并说自己是基督，是王。当然，这种控告完全是虚假的。
Of course, such accusation is false.
因为耶稣做的事情正好跟这几样相反。
Because what Christ did was the opposite of what's stated here.
圣经让我们看到有一件事情上耶稣就做的正好相反。
For example, the Bible lets us see one thing that Jesus did with the
opposite. 我们打开马太福音十八章，二十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
十八节到二十二节。
verse 18 to 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter
22. 十八节到二十二节。
Verse 18 to 22.
我来念。耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：“假冒为善的人呢、啊，为什么试探我？拿一个上税的钱给我看。”他妈就拿一个银钱来给他。耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说：“是该撒的。”耶稣说：“这样，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。”他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。耶稣没有说我们他不应该献献税，不应该缴税给该撒。
Jesus did not say that you are not supposed to give tax to Caesar.
但是犹太人需要把耶稣形容成一个革命分子。
But the Jews have to describe Jesus as a revolutionary.
他要来推翻罗马政府。
Who wants to overthrow the Roman government?
这样的控告比拉多就没有办法说我不理了。
Such an accusation Pilate could not ignore.
所以难怪四福音里面都记载，比拉多问耶稣的第一个问题：你是犹太人的王吗？
That's why in all four Gospels, Pilate's first question to Jesus was, "Are you the King of Jews?"
你是要来推翻罗马政府的人吗
Did you come to overthrow the Roman government?
你要自己推翻以后自己做完吗
Do you want to be the king after you overthrow the Roman government?
比拉多这样问，耶稣就要注意他怎么回答了。
So since Pilate has asked this, Jesus has to take care of.
我们看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
耶稣回答说：“这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？”耶稣没有马上回答 yes or no.
Jesus did not respond right away with yes or no.
他反而问一个问题。
But he asked a question instead.
他的问题也不是故意的刁难比拉多。
His question is not trying to
make difficult.
Make difficult.
他需要把问题弄清楚。
He has to know the problem himself.
比拉多，如果这个问题是你自己的意思
，If the pilot is your own intention，
也就是说，耶稣，你真是那位威胁罗马帝国的人物吗
？That you think Jesus is truly the one who is threatening the Roman government？
那耶稣说，我的答案就不是。
Then Jesus says that my answer is no。
但是比拉多。
But Pilate,
如果是你听了别人这样讲我
if you have heard about me from other people,
别人说我是那位弥赛亚
other people say that I'm the Messiah,
将要来以色列做王的
who come to Israel to be the king,
有一天也做世界上的王
one day will be the king over the world,
如果你是听别人这样讲
if you have heard of this from other people,
那我的答案是的
then my answer is yes.
35节
in verse 38
比拉多说：“我岂是犹太人呢
？”Am I a Jew? Pilate replied.
你可以想象比拉多对犹太人是极轻视的。
You can see that Pilate is sneering against the Jews.
一方面，他可能了解这个事情麻烦了。
One side is that he knows this matter can be difficult.
犹太人丢给他一个辣手的问题了。
The Jews threw at him a hot potato.
所以他说：“你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事情
？”It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?
比拉多心里知道。
Pilate knows.
犹太人不会把一个真正反对罗马的人送给比拉多的。
Jesus would not give.Over to the Roman government, someone who wants to throw.
这个反对罗马的人，在犹太人心中是个爱国英雄啊。
Someone who is against the Roman government would be a patriot in the eyes of the Jews.
他们不会把这样人送给比拉多的。
They would never give up such a person to Pilate.
比拉多知道犹太人对耶稣是这样的仇恨。
Pilate knows the Jews hate Jesus so much.
只是他不晓得为什么是这样的仇恨。
But they don't know why.
因为对比拉多来讲，亵渎神、亵渎耶和华，这没有什么了不起。
Because to Pilate, blasphemy against Yahweh is nothing.
所以他再问一次。
So again he asked.
你做了什么事
？What have you done？
你是不是真的像犹太人说的，你是那个叛犯的叛国罪
？Are you truly like what the Jews described you as, who has committed treason？
比拉多对说到你的控告是什么，又问他的问题。
Pilate asked him the question and accused him.
现在让这个耶稣有机会为自己辩护。
So now Jesus has opportunity to defend himself.
这是36节到38节。
This is from verse 36 to 38.
36节说，耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界。
Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
耶稣坦白说，我是个王啊。
Jesus frankly said that I am the king.
但不是政治上的那个王。
I'm not the political king.
我不是要来向罗马政府挑战的。
I did not come to challenge the Roman.
然后耶稣补充的说，
And Jesus said, compliment.
我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人的。也就是说，没有一个地上的国王会做这样的事情。
Which is to say,No king on this earth would do such a thing.
他不会随便让人家抓起来的。
Who would not easily be caught by the others?
他的将军，他的兵丁一定会为他征战，征战到死啊。
His servants, his soldiers would definitely defend for him to death.
所以耶稣又说一次，只是我的国不属这世界。
So again, Jesus said, but now my kingdom is from another place, not from the world.
耶稣再次告诉比拉多，我的王国不是靠人努力来的。
So Jesus again is telling Pilate, my kingdom is not won by men's effort.
我的王国是来自于我自己呼召的一群人。
But my kingdom is from me calling people.
我除去他们罪的捆绑。
I free them from the bondage of sin.
我让他们有力量能够胜过罪。
I give them the strength to overcome sin.
这些人他们自愿的跟随我。
And such people would voluntarily follow me.
今天耶稣就这样的活在这些人的身上。
And Jesus still lives today among those such people.
但是圣经说有一天他真正的回来再做完。
And the Bible says one day he will truly come back to be the king.
并且做完一千年。
He will be the king for 1,000 years.
让我们看一下启示录十一章十五节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11:15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和。”主基督的国，他也做完，直到永永远远。我们再看二十章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 6.
二十章第六节。
26.
在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次死在他们身上没有权柄。他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要基督一同做王一千年。耶稣有一天要回来做王一千年。
One day Jesus Christ will come back to be the king for 1,000 years.
今天他仍然在许多人的心中做王。
Today he is still the king of many people's hearts.
这些人的心就是他的国度啊。
Our hearts are his kingdom.
我们让他掌管。
We let him.Have control.
他不但是救主啊，
Not only is he the savior,
他更是生命的主人。
He is the master of our lives.
回到三十七节约翰福音。
Let's go back to verse 37 of John.
耶稣比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”
Pilate asked him, "Then are you the king?"
耶稣回答说
：“Jesus said,
你说我是王。
You said I am.
Okay. 有些翻译版本说。”你说的是我就是那个君王。
Some version says that you said so. I am the king.
耶稣这边就大胆的承认。
Here Jesus boldly admits that.
我为此而生。
For this reason I was born.
我也像普通的人一样，照一个人的方式出生。
Just like every other human being, I was born like a man.
也为此来到世间。
And for this, I came into the world.
这句话有意思哈。
This is an interesting phrase.
表示说我本来不是在世间的。
Which means that originally I was not of the world.
我从别的地方来的。
But came from some other place.
哪一个地方来的？
Where?
从天上来的。
From heaven.
当你把 这两个句子摆在一起
When you put these two sentences together,
我为此而生
I was born for this reason,
也为此来到世间
And for this I came into the world,
这是在说明一件事情
This is to testify one thing,
在创造世界以前耶稣已经存在
Before the creation of the world, Jesus already existed,
并且他是那位道成肉身神的儿子
And he was the one who came in to take on the form of flesh,
耶稣继续说特为给真理做见证
Jesus continues to say to testify to the truth
我来有一个目的
I came for a purpose
我要让真理的许多面让大家能够知道
I want people to see the many aspects of the truth
有关于神
about God
他是创造的神
who is the creator
有关于人
about men
人是完全败坏
Who are totally sinful.
自己没有办法选择要神。
We cannot decide for ourselves to choose God.
除非神先重生了你。
Unless God resurrects us first.
提到人的罪性。
Concerning men's evil nature.
我们常常做一些我们不想做的。
Oftentimes we do things that we don't want to do.
我们想做的我们又不做。
And of what we want to do, we don't do.
提到永生跟永死。
Addressing eternal life and eternal death.
这边耶稣说特为给真理做见证。
Here Jesus says, specially to testify to the truth.
这句话是很要紧的句话。
This is a very important.
如果耶稣已经做了见证。
If Jesus has already testified.
那请问你对耶稣所对真理的见证，你的反应是怎么样？
Then what's your response to Jesus testifying?
你的反应将来决定你将来的命运。
Your response will decide your fate for the future.
因为耶稣接着说
Because Jesus continues to
say, 凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
如果你是属于真理
If you belong to the truth,
你会听耶稣的话。
Then you will listen to Jesus.
听的意思就是遵守服从的意思。
Listens means to obey.
比拉多听了他这句话反应怎么样？
Once Pilate hears this, what was his response?
38节。
In verse 38,
比拉多说真理是什么呢
？What is truth? Pilate asked.
真理是什么
？What is truth?
这是历世历代以来一句很出名的问话。
This is a very famous question throughout the history.
看来比拉多问这句话的时候
，So apparently when Pilate asked this question,
他不相信世间上有真理的。
He did not believe that there was truth.
他不相信世界上有那种绝对的。
There was no absolute.
他问话的口气可能是讽刺性。
Probably he was sarcastic in his tone of questioning.
对他来说
To him.
世界上一些真理常常只是人造的。
Oftentimes the truth in this world are created by men.
你可能也这样想。
Maybe you think this way too.
哦，这些人造的东西是一个暂时的真理啊。
What man create is a temporary truth.
哦，地位是真理。Position.
First position is the truth.
哦，权力是真理。Power.
Power is truth.
或者财富是真理。
Or money is truth.
或享乐是真理。
Or pleasure is truth.
哦，被人称赞是真理。
Or praises from men is truth.
哦，健康长寿是真理。
Or health and long life is truth.
可是耶稣却说什么？
But what did Jesus say?
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
很奇怪，比拉多是当时大概受过高等教育里面的一位。
Strangely, Pilate was probably one of those who has received high.
他是社会里面的高阶层人物。
He is pretty high in the social hierarchy.
他没有找到真理。
He did not find truth.
他还不晓得什么是真理。
Neither does he know what is truth.
为什么比拉多会这样？
Why is Pilate like this?
可能问我说，为什么有时候我们没有找到真理？
Or should we ask why do we not find truth sometimes?
我想有两个可能的原因。
I think there are two possibilities.
跟上礼拜天讲到一样，两个可能的原因。
Just like last week's preaching, two possible reasons.
一个原因。
One is.
是骄傲。
Is pride.
有些人没有找到真理的原因。
The reason for some people who have not found the truth is
他们没有谦卑地跪在神的面前
that they do not humbly kneel before God.
神啊，我要找到真理。
God, I want to find truth.
请你帮助我。
Please help me.
他们自己认为他们自己有办法。
They think that they have their own way.
第二个原因呢？
Second reason.
懒惰。
Laziness.
我们人常常有一些先入为主错误的观念。
Sometimes we believe what comes to mind first.
对真理有些偏见。
We have prejudice against.
我们还不肯花时间。
We don't want to spend time.
我们不肯花功夫去看圣经。
To look at the Bible.
我们没有给圣经一个机会证明说它就是真理。
We did not give the Bible a chance to testify for itself that it is true.
许多人像比拉多一样。
Some people like Pilate.
离开世界的时候。
When they leave the world,
仍然没有找到真理。
Still have not found the truth.
他们甚至说我们已经问过这个问题了。
Or they say, I've already asked the question.
我们没有答案。
We don't have the answer.
所以我们不再去找真理了。
Therefore, we no longer seek for it.
但圣经却不是这么说。
But this is not what the Bible says.
我们看看所罗门怎么讲。
Let's look at what Solomon says.
那么大概箴言第二章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 2.
第四节到第五节。
Verse 4 to 5.
箴言第二章
Proverbs chapter 2
第四节到第五节
4 to 5
寻找他如寻找银子烧求他如烧求隐藏的珍宝你就明白敬畏耶和华得以认识神如果你肯用一种找银子 的态度
If you can have the attitude of as if searching for silver
你有一种要寻找那隐藏珍宝的努力
If you have the effort as to search for hidden treasures
所罗门说
Solomon says
没有一个人会找不到那个真理之路
There is not a person who would not be able to find the way to the truth
我们看这个第四点
Let's look at the fourth point.
判决
Verdict.
这是三十八节后半边
This is in the second half of verse 38.
三十八节后半边说了这话又出来到犹太人那里对他们说我查不出他有什么罪来。耶稣比拉多知道耶稣不是罗马政府的一个威胁。
Pilate knows that Jesus is not a threat to the Roman
government. 他不是一个革命分子。
He's not a revolutionary.
我查不出他有什么罪来。
I cannot find any fault in him.
这是比拉多出审以后的判决。
This is Pilate's decision after the first time questioning.
虽然这时候耶稣给人家侮辱、击打。
Although at this point, Jesus was insulted and beaten by others.
人家对他很仇恨。
They hated him.
人家给他错误的控告。
They falsely accused him.
但政府机关这个时候的判决是耶稣没有罪。
But the government's decision at this point is that Jesus is not sinful, did not commit sin.
这段故事我们可以学到什么功课？
What lessons can we learn from this story?
这个功课就是
The lessons is that
我们需要回答真理是什么。
We need to answer what is the truth.
这是个问题 很要紧的问题
This is a very important question.
我们需要回答真理究竟是什么
We need to answer what is truth.
美国过去电报的发明人
The inventor of the telegraph in America
他的名字是叫做 Samuel Morse 摩尔斯
By the name of Samuel Morse
有一天他在他的办公桌上面
Was once seen bowed over the desk
他低下头来
He bowed down.
有人问他说
One person asked him.
你在做什么
What are you doing?
摩尔斯回答
Morse replied.
我在求神帮助
I am asking God for help.
每次我走进实验室
Every time I go into the laboratory.
我便说
I say.
神啊
Oh God.
我什么都不是
I am nothing.
请你赐给我智慧
Please give me wisdom.
请你给我一个清楚的思想
Give me clarity of mind.
摩尔斯先生呢
Morse,
他知道科学是追求真理的
knew that science is searching for truth,
但真理来自于神
but truth comes from God.
所以当他发明电报成功以后
Therefore, after he has successfully invented telegraph,
他打的第一封电报
the very first message he sent out,
是一个感恩跟惊讶的问题
was a thankful and a surprising question.
这个问题是神完成了什么
What has God wrought?
神你做了什么
What has God done?
真理是什么？
What is truth?
真理来自于神。
Truth comes from God.
他是真理的源头。
He is the source of truth.
除了神以外，你找不到真理。
Besides God, there is nowhere you can find truth.
离开神也没有真理。
There is no truth apart from God.
这是第一个功课。
This is the first lesson.
第二个功课。
Second lesson.
这个来自于神的真理。
This truth that comes from God.
却具体的表现在一个人的身上。
Is specifically manifested, embodied in one person.
我们很少这样想过。
We don't think of it this way.
我们对我们来讲，真理是很抽象的。
We often think that truth is abstract.
并且一直停留在抽象的环境之下。
And just stay stagnant in the abstract.
你一提到真理。
When we mention truth.
你可能想到化学上的方程式。
Probably think of chemical equations.
或想一些形象。
Or figures.
或一些数学上的定理。
Or mathematical theories.
但神却说。
But God says.
真理是个人的。
Truth is personal.
更要紧的。
But more importantly.
这个人是耶稣基督。
This person is Jesus Christ.
他让我们能够认识真理。
He leads us to know the truth.
他让我们能够找到真理。
He leads us to find it.
他让我们能够接受真理。
He leads us to accept.
如果你今天还没有这样的认识他。
If you have not known him.
我鼓励你。
I encourage you
开始认识耶稣基督。
To start knowing Jesus Christ.
你可以上完会告诉我说，牧师，我想认识耶稣基督。
You can tell me after the meeting that I want to find Jesus.
请问我该做什么？
What do I need to do?
让我低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是这样的爱我们。
You love us so.
你自己在受审判的时候没有忘记我们。
When you were accused, you did not forget us.
你要我们找到真理。
You want us to find the truth.
就是你自己。
Which is yourself.
巴不得我们在座的每一个人都找到你。
I hope that everyone among us can find you.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
谢谢牧师的教导，请大家起立。
Thanks to pastor's preaching, please stand up.
我们唱回。